spoke about Rosh Chodesh yesterday, so I'm going to say something briefly with regard to the Aliyah of the day from Parshat Pekudei. It's also an opportunity because, normally speaking, this would be, most years, it's Vayakel Pekudei, it's Shvi'i, so we wouldn't be speaking about it. So here I can talk about it as part of Chamishi of Parshat Pekudei. I just want to focus on a distinction, and I'll just read two psukim and you'll understand what I mean. Torah says the following. Vilachachta, this is now discussing the consecration of the Mikdash, of the Mishkan. It is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year. The Mishkan is about to be inaugurated and erected. It's the Yom HaShmini, if you compare it to Sefer Vayikra. I'm not going to get into all the details now. But now it's showtime. It's opening night, as it were. The Shivat Yimei Miluim are finished. Dress rehearsals are done. And now it's the opening of the Mishkan. And the Torah tells us that God tells Moshe to anoint each one of the different kelim, and the Torah says the following: "V'lakachta et shemen ha-mishcha u'mashachta et ha-mishkan ve'et kol asher bo." Anoint the mishkan, anoint every vessel, every utensil that's inside of it. V'kidashto eto ve'et kol kelav, and consecrate it, along with all of its, all of the utensils, v'haya kodesh, and it will be holy. And then umashachta in mizbach ha'olav et kol kelav, and similarly anoint the mizbeach outside and all of its utensils, v'kidashta ta mizbeach, and consecrate the mizbeach, v'haya mizbeach kodesh kodashim. And the Mizbeach will be the Holy of Holies. Now, halachically, this is just the opposite of what we would expect. The Mizbeach, which is outside of the Mishkan, the Mizbeach has less Kedusha than the Mishkan, than all of the Kelim inside of the Mishkan. We would have expected that the result of the consecration of the Mishkan should be V'haya Kodesh Kodashim. It will be the Holy of the Holiest. And the consecration of the Mizbeach would be V'haya Kodesh. It will be holy. And yet, the Torah tells us just the opposite. That it's Kodesh in the Mishkan, Kodesh Kodashim in the Mizbeach. And there are different answers that are given. I'm just going to focus on two answers very, very briefly. One of the answers that the Ramban actually gives two answers, but the Ramban says one of the answers that he gives is that the Mizbeach has the halachic ability to consecrate things which are not supposed to be brought onto the Mizbeach. If you bring a korban, which is pasul, and you put it onto the Mizbeach, you bring it to the Mizbeach, so the Mizbeach consecrates that korban pasul, and the korban is not removed from the Mizbeach. And he says that power that the Mizbeach has, that's why it's called Kodesh Kodeshim. The Ha'amek Davar, the parish of the Ditziv, he has a different understanding. His understanding is that we have to understand what happened during the dress rehearsals. During the dress rehearsals, the Shivat Yimei Miluim, the only part of the Mishkan that was actually operational was the Mizbeach. This is itself a machloket, but that is his position. And that there was no menorah. I mean, there was a menorah, but it wasn't lit for 7 days. That only was lit the first time on the eighth day, on this day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There was a Mizbach Ketoret, but no incense was brought for the 7 days of the dress rehearsal. It was only brought on the opening day. The Mizbeach outside, however, had a whole slew of korbanot. Read through Parshat Tetzaveh. You will reread it again in Parshat Tzav. You'll see all of the korbanot that were brought on the Mizbeach outside. And then, it was now on the eighth day, new korbanot were brought. So he says the following, when you're going from zero, as it were, with the menorah, the Mizbeach HaKetoret, inside of the Mishkan, when you're going from zero to operational, so then that's called Kodesh. When you go from the state of Kedusha that you were already in with the Mizbeach, even though he says that it doesn't have the din of the Mishkan yet, it had a din of a Bamat Tzibur, of a public Mizbeach, leave that aside, but now you get it from, if you will, not from 0 to 60, but from 30 to 60, so then it becomes Kodesh Kodeshim. What can we understand from these two different answers? So I want to tell you the following. They both have the following in common. They both agree that when I'm speaking of the Kedusha, or speaking at least of the Kedusha of the Mizbeach, I'm not interested in the objective Kedusha level. On an objective Kedusha level, everything inside the Mishkan is Kodesh Kodeshim. And the Mizbeach is just Kodesh. But the objective level isn't what's important. The Ramban says, you want to know what Kodesh Kodeshim is? It's what happens when you impact on other things. Things that are in Kedusha, things that are psulim. But you can make them into things that are of Kedusha, then you are Kodesh Kodeshim. And the Nitziv, he says, don't look at Kedusha from an objective perspective. You can go from 0 to 100, it's still just Kadosh. But if you go from 30, you started somewhere, you've already built on Kedusha, you've already accomplished things, and you go higher than where you were, that's Kodesh Kodeshim. It impacts from a subjective level. Whether you're impacting on others, that's Kodesh Kodeshim, the Ramban says, or if you're impacting on yourself, and you never, ever assume that you should be static and that you should be in the same place, then you too can become Kodesh Kodeshim. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful month. Shiurim 925.